Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office Los Angeles.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Now that is a mean cup of coffee. Thank you, Chris. Do appreciate it. Hey, folks, welcome. It is the Ray Program. We are not only drinking coffee today. We're talking about the economy and retirement and so forth all coming up. And for those of you that voted for Donald Trump, Donald J. Trump, in anticipation of a better economy, a higher gross domestic product, more jobs in the future, here's what I have to say. It can't get much worse. What in the H do you have? Just kidding. Just kidding. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number as we cover some of the economic news. Also on the docket today, as we learned just a few minutes ago, Steve Allendorf stuck because this storm that has hit Southern California, Northern California too, I'm sure, but in Southern California, trees have fallen down around his house. He can't get out of the driveway and whatever. So he will not join us today. But I do want to talk about the economic news. And 9 years later, workers still recovering from the Great Recession. What in the heck do you have to lose? Sit back, folks. Relax. It's the Ray Program. I know. I don't want to get emails about this partisan stuff. It's just you got to be honest. The last, 8-10 years have been pretty dismal from an economic growth perspective. And this soaring debt. Now, I think the debt's going to soar even more, frankly, under Donald Trump, but he still has a chance to prove himself in that regard. But I worry less about that in the short run. I worry a lot about it in the long, long, long term. But it's kind of like climate change. Yeah, I'm worried about it in the long, long term. I'm not worried about it in the next, 6 months, a year, 2 years, even 5 years. And I'm no scientist. Maybe I'm an idiot when it comes to that stuff. But it just seems to me like we've got bigger problems. So as I pick up the newspaper today, I read this. U.S. economy grew at a weak 1.9% rate in the fourth quarter. Terrific. The Commerce Department says that gross domestic product, the broadest measure of economic health, increased at an annual rate of 1.9%. They should say a dismal 1.9% in the October through December quarter, a significant slowdown from the 3.5% growth recorded in the third quarter. Remember, everybody was doing high fives in the administration back then because yumping Yemeni, you got 3.5% growth, multiply that, or forecast that over the next year. 3.5% would be a phenomenal change from the 1.6% overall growth rate in gross domestic product that we actually saw in 2016, and that includes the 3.5% third quarter jump. So it's just not that good. Meanwhile, the stock market's at record highs, the deficit's at record highs. It's inexplicable from an economic perspective, at least in my opinion. Then I go back to something that was written a few weeks back. 9 years later, workers are still recovering from the Great Recession. So, I mean, let's blame Bush for that one, too, okay? You're going to blame Bush for every recession that's ever happened in the last 100 years, because that's what's happened the last 8. And as I've said, you have to give some credit to Barack Obama. He's you know, got a track record with the stock market that's pretty phenomenal, one of the best in all of history. But for some reason, it's not translated in the economic numbers. And could it be because companies cut the heck out of expenses like mad? Yes, they have done that. And could it be that the U.S., with all of this negative interest rate stuff in Europe and Japan and so forth, is one of the few games in town? I think so. And so I read this, and I don't know, I get disturbed by it. Investors' priorities are split between just getting by and saving for retirement. Shouldn't be that way, should it? And Trump's got his hands full. Don't get me wrong. This Obamacare thing is a big, big, big Pandora's box. I don't know how he's going to solve the problem, but something's got to happen. I mean, the rates are significantly higher than anybody told us they were going to be. And I don't know how you solve the adverse selection problem. I hope this guy Price does. I'm waiting to see what they're going to do. But I think they jumped into a bit of a hornet's nest here. I mean, the plan, Obamacare plan, is a disaster, to quote Mr. Trump. But how do you get out of it and still provide insurance for everybody and the kids until they're 26 and all the stuff that the people like? Who wants a pre-existing conditions clause? Well, the insurance companies put that in to protect themselves. They don't want to just, you know, they don't want to insure sick people, right? They want to insure healthy people. It's like banks. They don't want to make a loan to you or me. They want to make a loan to Donald Trump, billionaires and so forth. You know, same kind of a thing. So it'll be interesting to see whether or not somehow or another Trump can garner some economic growth, solving Obamacare, giving tax cuts, and then eventually addressing what the debt problem, which, as you know, soared under Barack Obama. So less than 40% of workers said they have recovered financially from the recession that started in December 2007. According to Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, 13% said their recovery hasn't started yet, while 7% said they may never recover. That lukewarm recovery can be seen in respondents' retirement outlooks. The survey found 41% of workers have somewhat recovered from the financial crisis. A similar percentage, 47%, are somewhat prepared for retirement. 20% of respondents said they have fully recovered from the crisis. 15% are very confident they'll live comfortably in retirement. I even question the 20% number that have fully recovered from the crisis. I don't know one person that has fully recovered from the crisis, per se. I know a lot of people that have adjusted their lifestyle and adjusted things the way Stuart and I and probably you have. But in terms of where we were before the crisis and where we are today, I don't know very many people that are riding high. If nothing else, certainly psychologically, they perhaps have not recovered. I think many are just simply kidding themselves. And some of this is good, by the way. Some of this is good because we were flying high in April, shut down in May type stuff. I mean, we were thinking that the stock market does nothing but go up, and which it has since the end of the crisis, nothing but higher returns and record high after record high after record high after record high, and it goes on and on and on. But I'm telling you, that cannot persist. It's not going to persist. Now, it may artificially continue to go up for a while, and I'm quite optimistic about tax cuts and all this stuff. I think it's going to be very, very difficult for Trump to succeed from an economic standpoint because of the hole that he's in with healthcare and a whole bunch of other stuff. But he certainly has got a pretty pro-growth agenda and a pro-growth cabinet. So things could continue on. But I think as investors, as individuals saving for retirement, we've got to look in the mirror and be realistic here. We've got to be very, very realistic here. Because the markets have gone up, what is it, 14%, 15% compounded since the bottom back in March of 2009? I mean, that is pretty spectacular, and about 50% more than the historic norm. So do you believe, as I do, that markets ultimately regress to the mean? And if there's a regression back to mean rates of return, it would only stand to reason that sometime in the future, now I don't know if it's near future or long-term future, no one knows that, but at some point, the markets are going to have to experience either paltry growth or a significant crash or something like that to get back to the historical norms. That's what regression back to the mean is all about. And we've always done it. That's how we get to these average rates of return. Now, you can have outperformance for a good long time, a lot of years. But you can also have underperformance for many, many years, especially on a net after inflation basis. Let's go back to 66, from 66 to 82. You have basically no real growth in the stock market. So, how do we deal with this in retirement? I have an idea. I have an idea, and I'll tell you what it is when we come back right here on the Ray Lucia Show. Don't go away.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
find out more, call toll-free, 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Graham Nash is pretty something else, isn't he? Amazing. Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I think that was before Young. I'm not 100% sure. But anyway, welcome back, folks. This is the one talk show you must tune into because I single-handedly, along with a little bit of help from Mr. Stewart, actually. Hello, Jim. How you doing?
Good morning, Ray.
He helps me along. He does. I'm going to help these individuals, the 40% of workers that so far haven't recovered from the Great Recession. And my contention is most of us really haven't, if we're honest with ourselves. Because many of us didn't stay in the market. We rebalanced our portfolios and we didn't participate in the, you know, enormous recovery. And even if we did, when you look back since 2000, even with this tremendous recovery in the stock market over the last 8-9 years, you will find that still, with dividends reinvested, your rate of return on your equities has not been anywhere near what equities were expected to do based on their historical norm, you know, 10%, 11%, whatever a lot of people had calculated. It's probably, you know, 4 or 5%. So to say, you know, I'm fully recovered either meant you stayed fully invested and you upped your savings despite the fact that you haven't had a raise, despite the fact that we've had paltry at best economic growth. I'm just calling BS. That's all. That's all. Now, the question is, what can you do about it? And there is something that you can do about it in retirement. Because you know one of the greatest risks that we face, besides outliving our income, longevity risk, is this thing called sequence risk or sequence of returns risk. And that one is sort of like the hidden risk that nobody thinks about, but it's real. It's very, very real. What it means is if you enter retirement and bada bing, bada boom, you get hit with a significant downturn in the market, like we saw in whenever March of 2007. You retired in, or not 2007, but 2009. If you retired on that date or anywhere near that date, you would have a significantly difficult time taking that so-called 4% withdrawal rule. We'll make it 5%, do our math simple. Let's say you had $1 million. All right? So you know, January 1, 2009, you take $50,000 out of your $1 million, right? Or maybe it's 2008, because I'll give the most obtuse example, the peak to trough decline, which was about 60% in the S&P. So you take $50,000, now you got $950,000 left. Boom! You get hit with a 50% decline. So now you got $450,000. The next year goes by, you take another $50,000 out, you got $400,000. What's the 4% rule on 400,000 at that point? They say you can take 4% out plus inflation, 16 grand a year. You're expecting 50,000. Now again, that's an exaggeration by a long stretch to make my point. But you see where I'm going with this. That sequence hurts you. But if you didn't have to take any money out for a good number of years, well, then you would have cushion, and that cushion you could live off of while you allow the markets to recover, because as violently as they might go down in a market crash or a bear market or whatever, they can also, and usually do also, come back equally as violently, sometimes even quicker. So I read from research, because you guys would lose all respect for me if I was just bloviating on this subject without documentation. So here we go. Maintaining higher fixed costs in retirement increases exposure to sequence risk by requiring a higher withdrawal rate from remaining assets. Drawing from a reverse mortgage has the potential to mitigate this aspect of sequence risk by reducing the need for portfolio withdrawals at inopportune times. You got to drop the stigma associated with reverse mortgages. There are stigmas about annuities. You got to drop all stigma. How's that? And everything in your life, to include investing. Because what somebody says at the gym, or even what your broker says, may be a bunch of bunk. Ask for the documentation. I got it right here. I'll read on. An HICM line of credit provides a tool that can be used to mitigate the impacts of sequence of returns risk. Since 2012, this has been the focus of a series of research articles highlighting how the strategic use of a reverse mortgage can either preserve greater overall legacy wealth for a given spending goal, or can otherwise sustain a higher spending amount for longer in retirement. You see, one of the things that I had against reverse mortgages until I really got into it and did my own homework and research, researching many of these articles that they're talking about here, wasn't the fact that I hated them, because there was the, I'm not going to leave the house to my kids or whatever excuse you come up with. I always assumed that the legacy left behind, and those that listen to me know I'm a big fan of leaving legacies for kids and grandkids, because I think with a $20 trillion debt, it's going to be really, really hard, even with Mr. Trump in the White House, to achieve, 3, 4% economic growth going forward. I mean, Japan's printed more money than you can think of, and they haven't gotten any growth in the last 25 years. Take a look at their stock market. I'll leave it there. Just go back and do your own research. Look where it was in like 1989 and look at where it is today. And it's barely half of what it was then. Maybe a little bit more than half. The holy grail for retirement income, they go on. Retirement income strategies is improved efficiency, being able to spend more while preserving a larger legacy. The synergies created by strategic use of a HICM line of credit can support a higher spending level in retirement and or support a greater legacy value for remaining assets. That's impressive. The conventional wisdom on how to treat housing wealth in retirement was to preserve it as a last resort option. If it did not need to be used, the home may be left as part of the legacy for the next generation. Yep. That's what I thought. Go back 10 years, pull some of the tapes from the show, you will hear me say just that. But you know what? Sometimes you got to keep up with the research. And I'm doing that for you today. However, starting in 2012, a series of articles published in the Journal of Financial Planning investigated how obtaining a HICM reverse mortgage early in retirement, then strategically spending from the available credit, can help improve the sustainability of retirement income strategies. Seriously. Impressive. So what about those studies? I'm going to tell you about them when we come back. So are you prepared to drop this stigma on reverse mortgages? I did. I had it. I've been able to. And I've overcome that stigma with facts and research, which I'm bringing to you when we come back right here on the Ray Lucia Show.
Great story.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity, but this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
You had a little trouble counting. There you go. Count the ways that a reverse mortgage can actually help you. I'm talking about real live academic research that confirms what we have been talking about for a while. And that is that not only can you mitigate some fairly substantial risks, in particular early in retirement, but, and this is the key but, you can leave a larger legacy behind for your children, which even I was not convinced of until I've gone through many of these articles. So this analysis that I'm going through here tests whether the costs of a reverse mortgage in terms of the upfront costs and compounding growth of the loan balance are outweighed by the benefits of mitigating sequence risk. And one of the things that I like more than anything is the strategic use of the reverse mortgage line of credit as opposed to the annuity, if you will, where you just take monthly payments. And I'll talk about that. So here's what happened. These two brothers, the Sachs brothers, did this research. And I think their first article appeared in the February 12th issue in the Journal of Financial Planning. He had spent a decade researching how you can use your home to help mitigate the risk of the of a bad sequence early in retirement, which, as you know, can destroy your retirement. And I went through an example a few minutes ago. The article was entitled, and you can look this up, Reversing the Conventional Wisdom, Using Home Equity to Supplement Retirement Income. So here's what they did. They looked at three different scenarios. Scenario one, using a reverse mortgage as a last resort to continue spending only after the investment portfolio is depleted, the way I used to think. Number two, open a reverse mortgage line of credit at the start of retirement and spend it down first, then transition to using portfolio withdrawals for the remainder of retirement. You've heard me talk about spending down safe money first. Well, this is essentially tantamount to the same thing, because there's nothing safer in terms of your spending than from a line of credit that you get in a reverse mortgage that can't be reversed. They can't, you know, like the line of credit you had once upon a time, Jim, it was $500,000, and you woke up the next day and they said, it's down to $30,000. What? Remember those days back in 2008, all of our lines of credit got cut. And then number three, open a reverse mortgage line of credit at the start of retirement and draw from it during any years that follow a negative return for the investment portfolio. This is their, quote, coordinated strategy. So allow me, if I may, to read through the results. They reversed the conventional wisdom by using Monte Carlo simulations to quantify how the three enjoyed either success or failure. They also found the remaining net worth of the households, that is the value of their remaining financial portfolio plus any remaining home equity, after 30 years of retirement, write this down if you want, is twice as likely to be larger with an alternative strategy than with the conventional wisdom of saving home equity to be used last. The results were twice as good. That's compelling. I'll read on. For withdrawal rate goals between 4.5% and 7%, that's how much they're taking out of the portfolio, of the initial retirement date portfolio balance, write this one down too. The residual net worth after 30 years was 67% to 75% more likely to be higher with a coordinated strategy than with a strategy using the reverse mortgage as a last resort. In other words, spending home equity did not ruin the possibility for leaving an inheritance. Instead, the opposite was true. I remember the FRC study on annuities that basically debunked that strategy as well. Not necessarily a strategy, but debunk that theory that by annuitizing your assets, you're taking that money out of play, and therefore you're going to end up with less money to leave to your kids. So FRC does this study that debunks that and says, no, that's not true. That's not true at all. By annuitizing a substantial portion of one's retirement wealth, what they end up with is more money that can be allocated to equities and grow faster and grow more over the long term. And therefore, the kids ended up with more. That was another one that was somewhat surprising to me. So they go on to say, how is this the case? That is, that the reverse mortgage works out so well. Essentially, scenarios 2 and 3, which is the line of credit reverse mortgage using the money, provide a cushion against the dreaded sequence of returns risk that is such a fundamental challenge to building a sustainable retirement plan. When home equity is used last, retirees are spending down their volatile investment portfolio earlier in retirement and more exposed to locking in portfolio losses, more easily leading them onto the path of depletion. With option 2, if home equity is spent first, the financial portfolio is left alone in the interim, providing a better chance to grow so that by the time the home equity is spent, retirees will be able to continue a given spending amount in their retirement. Now, I've talked about this in the context of yet two other studies where spending bonds first over stocks produced the best returns. One study was 90% of the time. The other study was 100% of the time. Spending from the safe accounts first, but it did leave you somewhat exposed to a, quote, riskier portfolio 10, 15 years later, which I've also explained is if you can get beyond the emotional concerns about risk, is still not that big of a deal, because when you give your portfolio, your stock portfolio, a 15-year head start, then withdrawing from 100% stock portfolio should not be a concern and hasn't been when you look historically. Option 3 provides a more sophisticated technique to grapple with sequence of returns risk by only spending from the reverse mortgage line of credit when the retiree is vulnerable to locking in portfolio losses, that is, spending from the line of credit after years in which the financial portfolio has declined. That is powerful. That's really powerful. And it says to me, it might be worth everybody setting up a reverse mortgage at age 62, line of credit. Yeah, you got to pay a little bit to get in there. But if the market drops, you have liquidity, which enables you to leave your stock market money fully invested. And we saw what happened after 2009. You know, starting in March of 2009, the market has gone up and it hasn't stopped. It hasn't stopped. Sachs & Sachs make clear that their point is not that all retirees should take a reverse mortgage, but that retirees who wish to remain in their homes for as long as possible should view it more than just a last resort. If a retiree decides to spend at a higher level, which could lead to portfolio depletion, and then possibly require them to also generate cash flows from their home equity, there is indeed a better way. Academic research, you might want to look this stuff up if you don't believe me or you want more information. Reversing the conventional wisdom using home equity to supplement retirement income. I have to tell you, Jim, I was wrong on this one. Going back, 10 years, I have been talking about reverse mortgages positively for the past few years. But back in the day, and I can remember like it was yesterday, I was interviewed on one of the national television shows, and those words came right out of my mouth. Well, it's a really good last resort option, but there's a high likelihood that the kids won't end up nearly as well off. Well, depending on your life expectancy, and usually we're dealing with joint life expectancies, they have basically determined in this academic study that for most, not all, but for most people, accessing a reverse mortgage, not as a last resort, but rather at age 62, doesn't mean you need to spend the money. But just having access to the money when you need it is really critical in managing the dreaded risk of a bad sequence early in retirement. Now, I alluded to a couple of other studies that talked about spending safe money before risky money. And these are all, you know, in the same family, because in theory, the reverse mortgage allows you to tap into home equity, which, as Jim and I were talking this morning, that's like found money. And by the way, houses don't appreciate at a rate greater than the average appreciation rate of the stock market. They appreciate at about the dividend rate. So by tweaking your portfolio and making it more aggressive and then spending from the reverse mortgage line of credit, you may end up with significantly more wealth for yourself later in retirement and or for your children as a legacy inheritance. Emails are coming up. Make sure you stick around on the Ray Lucia Show. And you can't stop love.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right, get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent
prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Ray Lucia program. If you'd like to email me, please do so at raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. If you have questions on this reverse mortgage, I don't profess to be an expert. I don't sell them, obviously. I'm not in the mortgage business. And Steve Allendorf was not here today. He is in the mortgage business, and he's got people on his staff that do reverse mortgages that can answer questions, and I can certainly refer you over to them. But if you want to read on any of this academic research, I can certainly point you in the right direction there. But to me, this is really groundbreaking from a retirement planning perspective, because it pretty much rips up everything that we've thought about reverse mortgages for the last many, many years. And all of a sudden, they become another extremely useful tool in retirement planning, just like annuities are a useful tool in retirement. Again, annuities and reverse mortgages, they're not for everyone. There are certain people that have achieved an amount of wealth where neither one are even necessary. But for most of us that are concerned about sequence risk, and I'd say, you know, anybody that's in the, you know, $2, $3 million category and below, for not to consider annuities and reverse mortgages, I think is a huge mistake. And you don't have to believe me. You can just go to the academic research, because it's there right in front of you. It's there. And this is what these folks do for a living. They go into a finance lab and they start putting all of these different scenarios together. The good scenario, the bad scenario, the horrifyingly bad scenario, market crashes, markets continue, markets regress to the mean, and they plug them into some Monte Carlo simulation where there's literally thousands and thousands of different ways that the portfolio and the markets can go, and then they come up with percentages of success. And when I get, you know, numbers like 67 to 75% of the time, the kids end up better off. And those odds are pretty good, especially since the individual that takes out the reverse mortgage or takes out the annuity, and I use them almost in conjunction with one another because they pretty much do the same thing, don't they? So in one case, it's kind of an expensive loan, but it's found money. You're not depleting a penny from your investment portfolio. That's the reverse mortgage. On the annuity side, if you have a little bit more money, maybe you could avoid doing the reverse mortgage. I've got one follower, his name is Sergio, and I get emails from him all the time. He's like a nerd when it comes to this stuff, and he's done extensive research on reverse mortgages and very, very smart. And in fact, I think he, in the last email, he said he had sent his strategy to this fellow, Wade Fowle, the researcher on all this stuff. And I'd be interesting to see what the response is. In either event, please, if you want more information on this, and if you're not getting that information from your financial team, then I believe the financial team is doing somewhat of a disservice. They should be able to, if nothing else, explore those options as part of your retirement strategy. So just shoot me an email and I'll be happy to get you that info. Okay, let's get to some emails here. We start with Mark. Hi, my mother is 55 years old with only Social Security to look forward to for retirement. How can I invest for her to retire at age 70? Well, I don't know how old you are, Mark. And by the way, I think you're being a really, really good son. Because if your mom is going to run out of money and you can be a backstop for her, that's fantastic. Because I know a whole lot of sons that don't really care about mom. And, you know, put her in a nursing home or put her in a, you know, ever rent a spare room. I guess I don't know a lot of people like that, but I do know some I've come across in my many years in this industry. All right, first off, does mom have a home? I don't know. But if mom has a home, I want to run this idea by you, Mark. Why don't you become a reverse mortgage lender for mom? Huh? Yeah. So let's say mom's got a home that's worth $300,000 and it's paid for, there's a small mortgage on it. Why don't you borrow money against your own home and lend it to your mother in the form of a monthly cash flow? So you take this line of credit out on your home. It doesn't have to be a reverse line of credit. You're too young probably for that. If your mom's 55, you're certainly not 62. But you could take out a Jim Stewart kind of line of credit and then feed your mom $1,000 a month, right? When she's retired at age 70. That's, you know, 15 years from now. So in that respect, you could plan on doing that as a means of not having to take money out of your investment portfolio to give her an income. And then you just pay that back when she dies, because you secure a trust deed against her house. And by securing a trust deed against her house, make sure the brothers and sisters don't get their fair share of the house until you get paid back the money that you advanced her plus interest. So that's one idea. Otherwise, you've got a 15-year time horizon here. So from my perspective, I like a diversified portfolio in either event, because 15 years is ample time for you to go through a market cycle. And to the extent that you're diversified in stocks and bonds and real estate, there's a high likelihood, although no guarantee, that you will earn a reasonable return on your investment. But even so, think about my strategy of using the equity in your home and then these investments that you're making right now for your mom. Just use the dividends or the income from those investments to pay back the loan later on. So why not combine the two strategies, and therefore you don't have to worry about a sequence of return risk, which is a big problem. If you're having to withdraw money to support your mom after the market crashes, that's a sequence of returns risk. So you can use your own line of credit, and then the money that you invest over the next 15 years can go to pay back that line of credit, and your mom can live happily ever after. So that's what I would recommend for Mark. Harriet, I'll have to get to you next hour. Harriet's daughter is going to be receiving $1 million. Wow. Who's the single one over there? She's the 600-pound lady on television. Just kidding. Just kidding. I got to go. Thank you so much. God bless. Now go out and make it a great, great, great day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio.